Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich from me, John Hoyle. And I'm joined by Gaynor Lord as we present you with edition 2234, which was recorded on Thursday, the 10th of August, 2023. What have we today? Well, the usual weekly format, starting with some news items taken from the Norwich Evening News, then some letters to the paper, followed by more news. We also have a feature, which this week is an opinion piece about the current hot topic, solo dining. We will finish part one with a third set of news items, then on to part two with Lorna and Mike, where there will be some more news items, a second feature, and information desk. Before we start, we're pleased to welcome some new listeners. So it's hello to Mrs. Jean Gowland of Sprowston, Matthew Nunn of Cossey, Richard Stainsbury of Norwich, Mrs. Susan Barrowcliffe of Norwich, David Freeman of Thorpe St. Andrew, and Bob Davis of Taverham. We hope you enjoy listening. Now, here is Gaynor to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. Coming up for you, we have new items which are about events and matters affecting the city centre. Let's start with the Absolute Centre, St Peter Mancroft, and two stories relating to Hay Hill. The future of Wensum Lodge is in doubt, but there is no doubt in the minds of protesters in the city about the closure of the rail ticket offices. Nearly 600-year-old church in the city centre is moving into the 21st century by applying for solar panels. The application was submitted to Norwich City Council on July the 20th, with the panels to be placed on the south aisle roof of St Peter Mancroft Church on the Hay Hill side. Reverend Edward Carter is the church's vicar and is an advocate for green pastures. The 54-year-old who lives in Unthank Road said, "We're an eco-church, so we're committed to taking environmental issues seriously, including our carbon footprint. With these plans, we're hoping to take a step forward, becoming carbon neutral by 2030. For us, the challenge is the electricity and heat, as we have a lot of events at the church, so we need to keep the building warm and moderately lit. There are obviously issues around adding solar panels to such an old building, 593 years old, something we are all sensitive to."
A Grade II listed statue has returned to its home in the heart of Norwich as work to revamp the area continues. The statue of Sir Thomas Browne was removed from Hay Hill last year as part of a £3.2 million refurbishment to give the city's central square a makeover began. Brown's statue has returned in a more central position, giving passers-by a better view of the bust than in its previous position in the square's far left corner. It is hoped work in Hay Hill will make the site suitable to host free public events and allow unobstructed movement across the square. A water feature will also be installed, along with new high-quality paving and street furniture. Work is funded by the government's £25 million Towns Fund, with a council survey finding that 80% of those living nearby backed the plans.
Supermarket giant Morrisons has finally admitted that it will no longer be moving into an eyesore city centre. The former Topshop unit in Hay Hill has been empty for 2 years and has become a target for vandals. Work had started on the site last year, ahead of opening this summer, but it remains empty. The Evening News has been chasing clarification and spokesman has confirmed, "Morrisons won't be opening a store as it doesn't have an agreement to take the unit." Former City Council leader Steve Morphew admitted the news is a blow, saying, "We need something which helps the economy of the city. It's a prime retail space."
City folk have vowed to save Norwich's Wensum Lodge after plans to close it were announced. Plans to close the Adult Education Centre in the city's King Street were announced by Norfolk County Council in June, and it hopes to redevelop the site. But now, a group of neighbours and councillors have agreed to fight tooth and nail to save what they said should be a cultural and creative jewel in the city's crown, following a meeting at nearby King's Centre. Those at the meeting expressed their shock and anger at the sudden announcement to close and sell the centre. At the meeting, Roland Pascoe of the Norwich Community Land Trust said, "It's like some stranger just marched into your neighbourhood and decided to change it drastically and without consultation. The Trust will be working with King Street neighbours to measure the social impact of any closure. Wensum Lodge is expected to be declared an asset of community value by Norwich City Council in the next few days, which would then give the community 6 months to come up with alternative uses for the site before it could be sold."
Campaigners will be out in force this month at Norwich train station as they protest the closure of 1,000 ticket offices. It comes amid news that consultation talks, which initially finished on July the 26th, could be extended after claims that the 21-day consultation was too short and discriminatory against disabled people who say they've been completely ignored. David Welsh from North 4 Nor said, "Rail ticket offices have been a vital part of the fabric of Britain's railway system for nearly 200 years and have been around far longer than the private companies that currently run our railways. They've provided employment for the generations of men and women that give advice, support and efficient service to passengers, particularly assisting disabled people.